Hi guys, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Matt. I'm from Team Lima, and I'm also losing my voice, so I hope it lasts for the duration of the presentation. So our project was, it appears fairly simple to start with. It seemed like our client was BT, and I mean, BT's got a huge network for all these cool projects that you're working on. Someone's got to move data around, and BT's job is to move that data. Unfortunately, there's also evil people out there, and they also attack the network, and or BT could be a proxy for funneling attacks over their network, and they're starting a project to try and identify those incidents and try and find ways where they can figure out in real time what's going on and try and mitigate them. So we had all these great ideas, and we thought it was going to be simple, data in, mash it around, data out a bit, but yeah, we went to our first client meeting and we discovered that it wasn't quite that simple. We were only getting 1 in 1,000 packets being logged through the network, which makes it very difficult to get any statistical kind of significance on the data as it comes through, because bad guys sending 1,000 packets in the network, we get one line. How do you identify that? We also had major issues with file size. The one bit of sample data we were provided with, we ended up with 1.5 gig, which, yeah, it isn't quite easy to process in real time when we want real time analysis of this. And 2 weeks down the trot isn't very useful for finding out what happened. So we turned to the open source community. Thankfully, there's a solution out there. Many of us have heard of it. It's called Hadoop. For those of you who haven't heard, it's essentially an open source implementation of Google's MapReduce algorithm. And it basically gave us the capability to do heavy lifting on these gigabytes of files in real time. They could be coming in potentially several every 15 minutes. Potentially we could be dumping over 100 gig of data from each router per hour. We needed to do quite a lot of heavy lifting on it. And also implement some good algorithmic analysis to identify these attacks and report them in some way. So there's various things in the literature about all these attacks. I won't bore you with them. If people aren't doing evil things, then we also thought we'd put in some nice stats so that they can actually get real-time, not just bad things happening, but also just what's going on, are there spikes going on, and how many people are watching cat videos seems to be the usual example. And also being good software engineers and nice interface so that it can be extended in the future. Hadoop throws out a lot of data, and we ended up using a key value store called HBase, which is a NoSQL distributed database system. Essentially, it's just it's NoSQL, which is great because great performance, but yeah, it's not very easy to query. You're kind of dealing with bits and bytes here and there, and it drove us insane. And what's the culmination of all of that? Well, the culmination at the end was we needed a facility so that this huge data pipeline coalesced down into a handy environment which the engineers could then use to visualize what's going on in the network, identify where the problems are, and respond to those. So we had two choices for our UI. We could either have used Java Swing, or we could have gone for a web one, and we decided to go for the one, sorry to those who've used it, but the one that isn't stuck in the late 1980s. So we're using a web UI. We've got all sorts of Twitter Bootstrap was our primary method of developing that, but it's an asynchronous method of pushing the data as it's produced from the system out to the clients. So we don't overload our system, but at the same time we have a useful feed going to the engineers. And this is the end product. As you can see, we had a lot of fun with graphing APIs. Oh, look, another graph. These are the events that we detected in our analysis of our sample data. Real time, as you can see up there, new attacks detected as attacks come in, and even a mobile version so that the engineer can see what's going on in the data center. So we think this will be a great prototype, and hopefully can be taken forward in the future to be used on BT's new 1,000 node Hadoop cluster and actually achieve some good for all of us using their network. Thanks very much.